You see, these different strata in the rock face of the shaft represent the successive ages of this planet's history.
Oh, yes. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting? It's frightening.
Is it? Well, actually, it just looks like a slice of layer cake to me.
Then why did you say it looked interesting?
Oh, well, I'm quite interested in layer cake.
Look at it. Doesn't anything strike you?
Well, it's rock, isn't it?
Down here we have layer after layer, the remains of early settlements, one on top of another. Then more layers, thicker ones, the remains of cities, each built on the ruins of the previous one. We're talking about thousands of years, you see. And then suddenly, above this level, what?
More rock?
But what's special about it?
Well, it's all smooth, no layers.
Yes, no further building, no one actually living on the planet, or at least on its surface. So this previous layer is the significant one. And do you know what it consists of?
Rock?
No.
Stone?
No.
Some different sort of rock, the name of which temporarily escapes me.
No. Feel it. Scratch it.
Oh, yes. It's slightly sort of soft and crumbly.
What's it like?
I know. It's,
Yes.
What's the name of that soft, crumbly sort of rock?
But it isn't rock.
Well, what is it then?
Shoes.
What?
Shoes. Billions of them. An entire archaeological layer of compressed shoes.
Shoes? How can you tell?
We knew all along. We just needed confirmation.
Why shoes?
Because, fella, shoes are the economic future of this galaxy.
Huh?
Stand up, both of you.
Who are you?
I only happen to be Hig Hurtenflurst. I only happen to be the risingest young executive in the Damon Saxel Shoe Corporation. I only happen to have masterminded the entire rationalization of this planet to total shoe orientation. I only happen to be sitting on top of the biggest development deal in the entire history of footwear, and I only happen to be very deeply disturbed at finding my planet riddled with subversives bent on undermining the whole structure of the Damon Saxel operation, and thus the very economic future of the galaxy itself. And I only happen to think that I would be very well advised to have both of you weirdos and the other two chicks revoked on the spot. Does that answer your question?
I can't remember what I asked you now.
There is, of course, also the question of the... a noise which, as has been suggested, was in some way connected with the sudden and fortuitous appearance of a deep shaft in the ground. Further noises are now to be heard at the very bottom of this shaft, which may go some way towards explaining the previous noise. This is what the new noise sounds like.